our team brought together Cliff Ness, is a very well-known communication and human-computer interaction researcher, with Anthony Wagner, who's one of the leading, you know, world researchers on human memory and cognitive control. And I was kind of the guy running back and forth between the two of them. Now, what we did in this particular study is it's been shown that multitasking is on the rise. Everybody's multitasking these days, and they're multitasking more and more, and there are just more and more extremely attractive media that are available to us all the time. And there are also increasing demands in the workplace to multitask. You always have to have your email on. Sometimes you always have to have a chat window open. And so multitasking really is everywhere, both at
home. We got Twitter going. And I mean, even more, it seems like every time we turn around, there's even more things that you have to task at the same time.
That's exactly right. And so we were thinking, you know, the human mind is not really built for this type of multitasking. They were doing studies 50 years ago showing that if you're listening to two incoming streams of audio, let's say one line of audio on your right ear and one line of audio on the left ear, if you're listening to one, you can't tell if the other ear changes language, if it's played in reverse. So really, your ability to process a secondary stream of information is extremely limited. So we were wondering, what are these people doing that allows them to do so many things at once? So we basically put out a survey and brought into the lab the people that said that they multitask the most and those that said they multitask the least. And we looked for that special ability that allows the heavy multitaskers to process so much simultaneous information at once. And so we ran a bunch of tests, and what we ended up finding, surprisingly, was not a special ability, but actually a disadvantage. And what we found is that heavy multitaskers are not as good at ignoring distractions. They're not as good at ignoring distracting thoughts in their own mind. Things that seemed familiar from the past were tripping them up, whereas light media multitaskers were very good at only focusing on those thoughts that were relevant to the task. And perhaps most surprisingly, the heavy multitaskers were not as good at switching back and forth between tasks because they couldn't help thinking about the task they weren't doing. And this is particularly shocking because so much of cognitive research says that multitasking, the human mind really doesn't process things in parallel. It just processes things one at a time and switches quickly back and forth. And so really, task switching is at the root of multitasking, and it seems that this specifically is something that multitaskers are doing badly.
And in fact, you even went back and in sort of the, if you take all those conclusions, you'd then say, well, maybe multitaskers are better at sort of storing and organizing information, and that's not true either, is it?
That's exactly right. We looked at the capacity. Can they just remember more? Maybe they're taking in more distractions, but they just have more place in their memory. And that wasn't the case. The two groups were identical as far as their memory capacity. And we looked at how well they're organizing information, and actually the light multitaskers were better at organizing information in their minds. So previous things that they'd seen that were no longer relevant, light multitaskers were very good at excluding them and ignoring them, whereas the heavy multitaskers, those old thoughts just kept coming back and tripping them up.
Now, one of the questions, and I can hear people saying it already, well, this is, you know, younger people are better at multitasking because this is how they've grown up more than older people.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it. I mean, you have to wonder what better means, and by what measure are we really saying that they're better? They're certainly doing maybe more of it. But from our study, it seems that those who do more of it aren't necessarily better at it at all.
So this isn't necessarily something that we need to practice at. You're actually looking at how the brain capacity is the brain have the capacity to do this?
Well, what we're looking at is what happens with people that habitually do this sort of multitasking. And what we see is that they're showing particular deficits in cognitive processing. Now, the next big question is, does multitasking degrade your cognitive abilities, or are people that are just not as good at filtering, do they tend to gravitate towards multitasking? We don't know the answer to this yet, and this is the focus of the research that we're planning from this point on. But I think either way, it seems that a little bit less multitasking is probably the right thing to do, because if multitasking is hurting your ability to process this sort of information, then certainly you don't want to be multitasking too much. On the other hand, if it's the people that can't focus very well that tend to gravitate towards multitasking, then it seems that it's exactly those people that are least well-equipped to handle multitasking that are doing the most multitasking.
So if you're a manager out there and you're trying to deal with these people, you're at a university where, you know, all these kids are off doing, you know, they have stereos playing in the background while they're doing their homework, while they're tweeting, while they're doing, you know, 400 things at once. How do you get people to recognize this and sort of help them focus on one individual thing at a time and get that done and sort of to clear out some of that sort of clutter?
Well, hopefully we've taken the first step towards that by providing some really solid scientific data as to the fact that multitaskers are not as efficient as they think they are. Really, the second step is to recognize the fact that all these distractions are seeping in and they are taking away from your ability to do those tasks that really are important to you. And I think once we recognize that, we should just start tuning down the multitasking a little bit.
And so it's almost comes, you know, you sort of have to ask yourself, okay, what's really important that I focus on, and focus on that, get that done, and then move on to the next thing?
I think that's exactly right. I think in our environment, it seems that creating periods of focus is a very important and non-trivial thing.
It's so hard because there's almost so much lore out there, and we almost scoff at people who, you know, what do you mean you can't multitask? And we almost like deride those people, don't we?
Yeah. We've certainly seen a lot of that, and you know, there's some multitaskers that are having a hard time accepting this paper.
And you must have gotten some nasty notes from multitaskers who just say, I don't believe it. I do a great job at this.
I think that's exactly, you know, the most interesting thing is that we're talking to a lot of reporters because this paper has gotten quite a bit of attention, and reporters are among the heaviest multitaskers there are.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm doing three things at once while I'm talking to you. So, no, it's true. You know, reporters, I think, pride themselves on being able to write while they're listening, while they're doing, you know, it's how we get our jobs done.
Yeah, well, it's not a trivial thing. I mean, multitasking really is, from a cognitive perspective, one of the most difficult things you can do. And I think it's not a bad idea to give your brain a break a little bit, wherever you can.
And so you mentioned that you're in sort of focusing on the next phase of this study. Where do you go from here? What do you look at from here?
So the big question, and this is not a simple question at all, is to see what's the cause. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Does multitasking hurt your ability to focus, or do people who are not as good at focusing, do those people tend to multitask? And the way to answer that question is just to run a long-term study starting as early as possible and just watch people who gravitate towards multitasking and those who don't and see how their brain changes as their habits change. And then you can start getting at what causes what.